Hello and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk. Today we are diving into something that we've all or most of us has experienced or dread experiencing. That is the topic of heartbreak. It's a raw emotional roller coaster that no one wants to take it, but somehow life hands it out to us anyways. You know what? Heartbreak isn't all that bad. It's messy, sure. But it's also where we grow, reflect, and sometimes even rediscover ourselves. And to help me break this down, I have got some of my amazing friends here to share their stories, insights, and let's be real, maybe even some drama. So, Padis, you are welcome to Let's Talk. So you can go ahead and then...
Okay, so my name is Beverly.
Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Beverly, you're welcome to Let's Talk.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
My name is Julian.
Julie?
Yeah.
Right. You're welcome to Let's Talk.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. AKA what?
Big Sam.
AKA what? AKA what?
Dr. Mate. Dr. Mate.
So let's not waste another time. So our first question. I'm sure most of us have been through heartbreaks.
Me, I've gone through.
Me, I've gone through like two. Makoma team yinu.
Personally three. Hey. Me bleed wrong.
Boy, what choices in yet? That's a media in your choices. Now sit down. So how do you actually get over someone?
Me personally, yeah, I don't think getting over somebody is it's easy. It takes time.
Yeah. But before that, you said you've gone through what? Three times?
Yes, please.
Okuma atisa three times.
Third.
Oh, okay. So take us through. What happened?
I should go with everybody or
yeah. One after the other. Imudian pan account.
Nearshare me pay me recent one.
But you are in a relationship.
Right now. No. I'm not going there again.
You are not going there again.
I'm not doing any relationship.
Okay, so Bev is your party.
Yeah, she's my friend.
Okay. Oh, I figure different.
Oh no.
Yeah, so Julian is going to share his experience. At least the shin in the pan. Then we go ahead and then we answer the frequently asked questions on a broken heart. Sammy, have you been through a broken heart before?
This is funny. I'm not sure whether it was... I should. I've had Ashimio before.
Ah, so we have Ashimio and we have a broken heart. Why? What happened in the Ashimio before? No, I think Bev wanted to say something.
I wanted to ask the difference between the Ashimio and the broken heart.
The Ashimio is just once. The feelings is just once. It happens.
And then
like
you
that.
Forget.
You just forget.
Oh, okay.
But with the broken hearts, it's very difficult for you to just forget about it. Yes.
Yeah. So you've only had Ashimio.
I've had Ashimio before. I mean, looking at the time that I spent with the lady and the rest. Yes.
Right.
Just a day. Everything just came down.
But you keep saying Ashimio, then it is still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. The experience is, I just said Ashimio for once. But now, if I tell the story, I have to say Ashimio for you to understand. You see.
Why is it that you've been through a broken heart and you don't want to admit it or...
You are in denial.
I'm not so sure whether this is a broken heart.
I think being in denial is a stage. It's a stage in a broken heart. Yes, we have stages.
Really?
Yes.
So maybe he's still experiencing
the broken. No, we are still in denial.
But I have the story there.
Well, please share with us.
Okay. So, I met this girl back at uni.
Okay.
So, I was in level 200 first semester.
Right.
And we were having a program, so I was upstairs, looking down. Then I saw this lady walking with a gentleman. So I thought maybe they were just friends. But I thought, wow, this lady is beautiful. And I've got to know her.
Well, spec.
Yeah, spec. I mean, to me, can I say, and I said, ever block him? I block him a chance. So,
but Sammy, what's a kid, Bev? A catcher, no?
My catcher, no? My catcher, Bev. I say, in fact, and you may be in refuge.
You guys were boss.
Ultimate. My catcher, Bev. Ah, 10th December, yeah, you could dear check it. I will take.
Oh, but for real, if you mean business, you'll be serious, okay?
Oh yeah, I mean business.
Hey,
yes,
you can come
you.
And see my mother.
I love you.
I said we would take 6 cows.
Don't worry.
Oh, are you a Muslim?
No. Anyone I'm a Nodna.
Oh, okay. Hey, Samen, we're talking about tenu. We're talking about tenu. Malai.
Mate miato.
Oh, okay.
Mate miato. Mate miato.
Stawano.
Mate miato. Ibia mate miato mano.
Abe continue.
I order him. So, me who led the way, then, you know, guys, you see a lady, then you can't even approach her.
You can't even approach her?
I said guys, you can't even approach her. For the first
not
time,
not all
can't.
Guys.
Not all of us.
Okay. So, I didn't approach her for the first time.
Right.
I waited until we got to a class together. We had this African Studies program back at uni.
So what happened? What happened?
What Be happened? Long.
What happened? Why did you break up? No, no. Wait. Let me. Why did she break up with you?
No. I broke up with her.
No. You said Ashimio.
Yes.
But Ashimio, I said on the jaw, you're not a jaw.
You're not a jaw. You're not a jaw.
I didn't know a jaw.
I'm not a jaw because I realized the love was just one-sided.
Oh, okay. You're not a jaw. You're not a jaw.
You're not a jaw. It's not a Mwame. It's me beside I said, I didn't know I'm Kwame Donner.
Was it uni first year?
First year.
Yes,
and I followed this girl. I had her when I got to level 400.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. So you were friends. You were friends. You were in the friend zone. Or you,
No.
You proposed and she said yes.
I only had her number, but it was an accident that I had it. So I was just testing her.
Okay. So you were like in the friend zone?
You guys were friends.
We weren't friends.
But you were texting her.
I was testing her.
How can you text someone without being? I
was very serious. Let me elaborate. So I did the opa. I was saying, "Utimi."
No, only dim come as a ope.
Now come on, cry. Now here one sided. Me na na me test.
I saw na ope.
Yes. Me na na me ope.
Okay.
Iti minya no yeah. We started dating when we completed. Now on us where John boy that.
But she, then I guess she was in a relationship when you were having that conversation.
So when I went in, she left the boyfriend.
And so in a sense,
they broke up because of you.
Not because of me. They were having issues already.
Oh, okay. And so you knew that they were having issues.
Yes, I knew.
So this is why I always say that girls shouldn't have best friends. No, but the whole yeah.
Yes, I was waiting because girl, no, I'm a piano.
So you were waiting?
Yes, I was waiting for them to break
and you
up.
Didn't mind that she had
I was waiting. Hey, that's it. Because well, I'm a piano.
She was, yeah.
I didn't just
care.
Move on.
I didn't care. I just wanted her. So I had her when I completed. Way back 2020 that I had her. So we dated for about 6 months. Yes. So I realized the love was just one-sided.
Oh, Charlie, six months, you're saying, wow.
Yes.
No.
Charlie. Charlie.
Okay, I understand why it's not broken heart now. I understand why it's not broken heart now because 6 months there, I said, you're too short.
So, do you blame yourself? Do you blame yourself for what happened? Or do you think there was something that you had to do that you didn't do? So you just feel like you did everything in your possible
best? I did everything. Because all she needed was love and attention I gave her. I gave everything to her.
But now we need Capre.
And she was supposed to love me back. Capre ne die. Capre ne die. Now for the year we used to. Capre ne moko fan away.
But I know the enfant who.
So you see, baby, and mommy is so worried, they say. Start say NSS.
Mm-hmm.
She had a better place.
Oh, okay. That fair lady.
Yes.
When they say broken heart.
She started meeting new people.
You know that fair lady.
I know that fair lady.
You know that fair lady.
Johnny, yeah.
No, no, when Jamie, I left her. I left her.
Let me be on record,
sir. I left her.
No. You didn't leave her. She left you way back.
She left me.
Yeah, but now
but she didn't say. So I
you concluded.
So that was it. So I broke up with her. And the funny thing is, didn't say I can't ashim you. You see, when you break up with someone, you see, the next morning, the person is supposed to come back and say, oh, are you really sure that you want to break up with me?
This is a broken heart.
If someone is not really interested in a relationship and you come and tell me, oh, it's over, I wouldn't care about it. I won't come and ask you, is it really over? And because maybe she might feel like, oh, if I tell this person I want to break up, I might hurt him. So let me just wait for him to come and break up with me. Yes. Yeah.
If you claim that you loved me, and I came forth and said, hey, let's break up. The following morning, you are supposed to test me and say, oh, Sammy, are you really sure that you want to break up with me? But this girl didn't come back.
You already said the effort
moment that
was
I said, let's break
sided.
Up, she just said, okay, and she left. And I didn't hear from her again.
You already said the effort was one-sided, so she wasn't really into it. She wasn't really into it.
I don't know. Mama can't say ashim, you know, because I was really involved.
But what do you think? Don't you think it was a broken heart?
It was a broken heart.
And I think you are still in denial. So, I mean, you have to heal.
It's not broken heart.
You have to heal. Okay.
Because broken heart, you know, almost say, Naya was a psychology teacher. One day, he said that broken heart, the pain of broken heart, MMK, that of being hit by a truck.
No, I don't think so. Because I have gotten a broken heart before. You can't compare being hit by a truck. You have never been hit by a truck. It is a feeling that you can't explain.
It's the same.
As being hit by a truck.
I mean, per the experience amount for a catcher, no. There will be a one accident, you know, the pain and the performance it go through, no.
Hey.
Doctor,
I beg, take us through. What happened?
Oh, me,
the
my
most painful one. We want that story.
Yeah, the most painful one.
One.
I know the most painful.
How much time do you have?
Oh, you have less than 20.
This is 2 days later.
Then I will jaw. So jaw.
I on the jam. Okay,
and
the situation I found myself in, I was a minimum jano. And as I saw no jammy, I made me come home.
So I said,
exactly. I was sharp now, jano. And yes, I was so bash.
What happened?
What happened was, we were cool. Me and my baby, we were cool. We were cool. And then, After the university, we're all doing our national service. And then, I don't know. Me too, I was broke.
Yeah,
NSS boy there.
NSS boy there. We were
the money,
all broke. Charlie.
The money is not coming. The money is not
we
coming.
We were all broke.
Man, they are sorty.
It's Charlie. How much is it? 150 Ghana, boy.
Hey, 1.5.
3.5.
350. And I'm going you cost 700 yen huso. Oh, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Broke boy. My baby misplaced her phone. Anna, afedi e be me meka. And that Julian, I want to change my phone. I want to change my me too. Me too, I don't have money. Just me too. The money is not there. If the money is there, they are me, I'll sort you out. But the money is not there. Me ko sort us time. Hey, I beg you, wait. And then my baby said she wants to change her phone. Let me try to have money. And then it went on for like 3 months. And every time, she wants to change her phone. I'm telling her, I don't have money, sir. That time, too, I didn't have money. And then this girl started giving me attitude. Like, she wasn't texting me. If I don't text her, she doesn't text me. And then I had an idea. I was booming in forex trading. And then I texted this girl that she should bring money and then we will invest and then something like that. Oh yeah, it's true. I kept asking for money from her because send me Niska.
I know the man there.
Oh yeah, she normally gives it to me. That's why I'm saying say this thing. No, a bit maba say me. I blame myself, mom, because if I hadn't gone to ask money from her, I can't. She wouldn't be thinking that way. What you say? Because I kept on asking money. Say maybe I need this.
To grow your business or just to eat it.
To invest. Because when the profit comes and I say that I get any nice output, be my money feel you bab. And then the thing too was a distant relationship. She was in Accra and I was in Kumasi. Yeah. So fast forward. I asked her that she should help me invest, and then she said that she didn't have money and what. So yeah, I forced and I got the money and then I invested and I boomed. You bab. I got like some $500 beer. Profit. I could have bought the phone for her. So I don't know. I wanted to buy her the phone, mom. So I invited her to come to Kumasi, and then she came to Kumasi. She didn't know I was going to surprise her with the phone. And then she came. She arrived in Kumasi around like 5 a.m. So I had to drive to the bus station. And wait for her. So because she called me that she was around Konongo around like 4 there. So I 4 a.m. Yeah. So I left the house very early and I drove there. And I went to sit in my car and sleep at the bus station. So she arrived around 6:30 and I took her home. So when she got home, she was asleep on my bed. And then I don't know. So the Holy Spirit, you know, Holy Spirit catch him and said, Julia, go and take her phone. And then before that too, I could see her, she'll be going out. Somebody who doesn't have money, you need the money for your phone. But you'll be going out, there'll be all locations.
No pictures of her, no.
Exactly. What you say, she's enjoying the soft life.
Boy enough for
and then when I ask her, she'll be like, oh no, it's nothing. I went out with my friend. And then me, the girl, like, no. Initially, when any guy texts her, and then maybe tries to move to her. Yeah, she takes screenshots and then she'll send it to me. That look at what this guy is doing.
Do you know with that? It's usually the guys they don't like.
Yes.
Hey, it's true. Yeah. I got to realize it.
Because if she doesn't like you, going to screenshot the conversations you are having and send it to the boyfriend.
Yeah, and I know that
if she likes you, she will never tell the boyfriend.
And
it is true.
And I know that. I mean, a day, and your bema bakupen ba beka sound. You ba when you go, she likes going out. And your bema bakupen. So I didn't see that. Remember, I was sending a screenshot of my. What about the other guys? What does that mean? Say if she has interest in them, they are unfamiliar with me. What I say? And then she came to my place, and then the Holy Spirit told me to go and take her phone. At that time, she was using an Android phone because her phone was stolen, so she was using an Android phone. And then I took her phone, and then what I saw there, it was
conversations.
Oh, Charlie, what even pierced my heart was. Conversations that she had with her friend, her female friend, and then that female friend too. She was the same lady that put me on. She was the same lady that put me on. And then they were having conversations about another guy, and the guy said she should come over to her place, and then she's planning on telling her parents that she's going to do a gig there. And then sana aku akoshe boy no. And then My FOMO. I best show.
Do you know that everything starts when you start prying on each other? I got hold of my babe's phone, and she was testing with this man. And earlier she had deleted the test. So when I put on her data, a message came that, hey, babe, can you meet me here?
Hey, boy, is that for so?
Base.
You are saying it was Ashimi. Boy, what for
broken? It's Ashimi.
It's Ashimi.
Yeah.
So I asked her and she said that, oh, it's a colleague at work. And he's even a married man.
Okay. And you believe that?
I believe her. Do you know the girls? They are very naive. Me as a guy,
you know, when somebody is
moving to you, this guy is moving to you, but they refuse to acknowledge the fact that boy
they are just
naive. They just tell you that he's just a friend. No, he doesn't like that. He knows that I have a boyfriend and what. But still, the guy is
moving to you, but they don't want to acknowledge the fact, they don't want to accept the fact that the guy is moving to you.
Are you moving to me?
Yes.
Why are you asking me this question?
Babe, I'm moving to you, babe.
Babe, why are you asking me if I'm moving to you?
Let's continue. Let's continue. Tell your story.
No. Bev, you have to answer.
You have to answer. Yeah, you have to answer. Because why are you asking? Why are you asking you have me to if answer. I'm moving to you?
Yes.
No, you see, Julian and I, like, we are very close friends. We are very, very close friends. So if someone sees us, the person will think, say, maybe you are moving to me. But you see, when he came, he asked whether we are together. Uh-huh. So I'm asking you, are you moving to me?
I'm not moving to you. You see how she's defending her gender.
That is how they are.
They refuse to. They are just naive.
No, I know where she's coming from. No, I understand her.
I just asked you something, and you're saying no. So sometimes there's nothing there. So you just continue.
But me, my story, there was something there because I went to
you had evidence.
Yubab.
Yeah.
Do you know that she could send pictures that me, myself, I don't get as a boyfriend to the
what kind of pictures?
Nice, sexy, hot pictures. Pictures that I'll look at and say, hey, Miguel, what you say?
My babe is fine.
Yubab. I wasn't getting those pictures, and then this random guy was getting those pictures on Instagram. I don't know where he met the guy. Now this guy very feely. And then
fast forward,
I got pissed. Yeah. I woke her up. She was in her sleep. And then do you know what she did? She cried in front of me but she didn't know I had evidence. Number two screenshot and gummy phone so cried that. She didn't know. She was crying and what. And then I asked her to leave my house, but then it was around 10 a.m.
Honestly, you asked her to leave?
Oh, yeah, I sucked. I threw her stuff out.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
I never knew you were capable of that.
Say, NHS, man, you're broken out.
I hand it to us.
And see, I threw her stuff out, and then my neighbor came and said to owner, and you're fine, you know. Man, I'm finding your man in Queenside. And then she didn't also know Kumasi. To know how would she know her way around, and then so she slept, and then the next day she left for Accra, and then I wrote a long passage. I even have it on my phone. I had the messages. I wrote a long passage, and then I ended it with "I love you." And then, I love you. That's a girl.
The boy was in love.
Serious. Oh, we dated for like 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. I think Julian was really in love with the girl because time be a bit kind of
emotional.
He's very emotional about it.
Do you know that she was the first girl I took to show my mommy that, oh, ma, me gain you. How stupid I was. So, ma, me gain you.
Bro, I think.